Welcome to Icons and Sound, the beauty of Orthodox liturgy. This is Vladimir Morrison, and for the next half hour, I will be your host as we explore the beautiful world of Orthodox liturgical chant and sacred music. This program is brought to you with the compliments and best wishes of the Orthodox clergy in the area and ROLL, the Orthodox Layman's League of Connecticut. Today's program remembers the anniversary of the death of one of the most popular Russian composers of church music, Alexander Andreevich Arkhangelsky, who died on November 16, 1924. Not only was Arkhangelsky a prolific composer, whose works remain widely sung to this day, he was also a prominent choral conductor in St. Petersburg, Russia, in the latter decades of the 19th and the first two decades of the 20th centuries. As a choral conductor, he was responsible, around the year 1880, for introducing women's voices into Russian church choirs, replacing boy sopranos and altos, an innovation that persists to this day. Arkhangelsky's professional concert choir achieved great prominence throughout Russia as well as in Western Europe, where they toured in the early decades of this century. One of Arkhangelsky's earliest contributions as a church composer were his four-part arrangements of the standard chant melodies of the Russian Orthodox Church. He produced several volumes of these, preserving the ancient sounding flavor of the chant melodies and arranging them so simply that they could be sung even by small church choirs. We begin our program today with an excerpt from Arkhangelsky's arrangement of the pre-Lenten psalm By the Waters of Babylon, sung here in English by the Orthodox Christian Chorale of Detroit. As a composer, Arkhangelsky was largely self-taught, bringing himself up on the study of the choral music of the great Western masters, from Palestrina to Bach and Mozart. Some of the compositional techniques he observed there found a reflection in his own works that he freely composed for the major services of the Orthodox Church. Listen now to his setting of the Eucharistic canon from the Divine Liturgy, A Mercy of Peace, A Sacrifice of Praise, number 4 of the 11 settings that he wrote on this text. The performance is by the choir of St. George's Church in Paris, George Kisilov, director.
Thank you.
We heard Arkhangelsky's A Mercy of Peace, number 4, the opening dialogue, Holy, 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 and We Praise Thee, sung by the choir of St. George's Church in Paris, George Kiselhoff, director. Arkhangelsky made important contributions to the genre of the sacred choral concerto, pieces that were sung at the Divine Liturgy during the communion of the clergy. The texts were usually chosen by the composer himself and were drawn either from the Psalms or various other prayers. The musical settings tended to be fairly elaborate and, in Arkhangelsky's case, often quite dramatic. An example is his concerto on the text, O Thou Who Lookest Down from Heaven and Receivest the Humble, a prayer to the Savior Jesus Christ. We will hear a performance by the Leger Artis Chamber Choir of St. Petersburg under the direction of Boris Abalyan. Some people regard Arkhangelsky's compositions as being too dramatic or too sentimental for use in church. This hasn't stopped them from being enormously popular, particularly among Russian churchgoers, many of whom may not have a full understanding of the Slavonic text, but who find Arkhangelsky's music greatly accessible and prayerful. Among his most oft-performed sacred concertos is Let Us Fervently Hasten to the Mother of God. Listen to the complete text and you will see how Arkhangelsky's music effectively expresses the emotional fervor. Let us, sinful and humble people, hasten fervently to the Mother of God, crying out in repentance from the depths of our souls. Help us, O Lady, in your compassion. Make haste, for we perish from our many transgressions. Turn not away your servants empty-handed, for in you we have our only hope. We hear a performance by the Russian male chamber choir Akathist under the direction of Alexei Malutin. Arhangelsky was the organizer of massive church choir festivals in St. Petersburg, where combined choirs numbering 500 singers or more would perform concerts to raise money for the church singers' benevolent pension fund. For these occasions, he composed brilliant concert settings for soloists and chorus. We will hear one of them now, a setting of the Nicene Creed, performed here by the Russian baritone Dmitry Khvorostovsky, along with the St. Petersburg Chamber Choir, Nikolai Kornyev, director.
Святаго Господа живу творящего.
We end our program dedicated to the memory of Alexander Arkhangelsky with one of his most famous works, a setting of the memorial litany from the funeral service. The protodeacon is Father Alexander Kedrov, and the choir is, in the spirit of Arkhangelsky's choir of 500, the combined festival choirs of the Russian Orthodox churches in Paris, France.
Помилуй нас, Боже, по велице милости Твоей, молимся, услыши и помилуй.
Listening to Icons in Sound, the Beauty of Orthodox Liturgy. If you would like to receive information on how you can obtain some of the recordings heard on this program, please call 800-326-3132. That's 1-800-326-3132. And ask for program number 40. This is your host, Vladimir Morrison, thanking you for listening and inviting you to tune in again next week at this time for another program of Icons in Sound.